Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, good morning. This is Radio for Your Mind. I'm Troy Dooley, the co-host of this radio show. I'm always joined sometime throughout the month with my good friend and partner, Jim Gilhouse. Usually he is on Friday afternoons with Aces Radio Live. He is the original host of that show, the inventor, the creator, and I'm excited to be doing these radio shows with him. And I tell you, this afternoon on Aces, it's been a crazy month, man. Things are going great. But our good friend Derek Brose, who is the co-founder and CEO of Revolution, had put something out yesterday about the different types of marketing that's been going on and how certain types of marketing styles tend to lead people to use other company names to draw in traffic. And it's what we call subterfuge marketing. So we're going to have him on the show tonight, and Jimmy and I are going to talk about this. This has been an ongoing conversation that we've had on Aces for several years now, and we're going to address it again tonight. So you don't want to miss that call. It's at 5 p.m. Central, Aces Radio Live, Derek Brose, the CEO of Revolution. But today, and I am stoked on today's show, we are literally covering hiring superstars. How to accelerate your growth by using high-octane talent. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I like Chet Holmes. I like the Ultimate Sales Machine. You may find in today's show that I disagree with him, especially because we're talking about the 21st century. See, a lot of times folks like Chet who have grown up in sales are very good at what they do, but they leave out one equation sometimes, and it's called the heart. They sometimes talk about testing, and they talk about profiling, and they talk about strategies and techniques. There's this little bitty company called Primerica that I grew up in. And the one thing I learned about that company is you can never measure the heart of a person. If you go out and watch the Rocky movies, you will find that the one thing that the theme throughout those movies is the heart, the passion, the will, the drive to win. This is what has made America's fighting force the greatest fighting force in the history of the world, is their heart. And we're going to cover that. Now, I'm not saying that Chet doesn't agree with me. I'm just saying you're going to find some stuff in here. And I love this. Listen to this. And all you CEOs and you top producing field leaders need to listen to what I'm about to say, because Chet puts this in some really good statistics sometimes. Here's what it says. The average bad hire, or in our case, the bad downline member that we attract and sponsor into our business, can cost a company $60,000, yet most hiring decisions are made from an hour-long interview if you're lucky. An average bad hire can cost the company $60,000, yet most hiring decisions are made with an hour interview or less. Man, I can attest to that. You know, when I was cranking it in the field, we had a total of 13 minutes that we would interview a person. Two recorded calls. Matter of fact, at that time, Mike Dillard had put these calls together for me in a company that we were both in. And we'd grab and roll, grab and roll, grab and roll. Bring them in. It was like freaking sheep to a slaughter. The attrition rate was so high, it was pathetic. And see, we sit here and we wonder, what the heck's going on? And see, I don't care if you're the CEO of an MLM, direct selling company, or if you're in the field. Matter of fact, if you're in the field, I want you to do something. And we don't usually do this, but I'm going to give you an exercise. I think this would be very powerful, something that you should look at right now. If you're a one-man army, if you're just a little guy, and this is how Chet writes this, for one-person armies and small businesses, take a minute to list three initiatives that you would love to hire someone to execute. In other words, figure out three things that you would like to get off your plate. How about this? Rejection, rejection, and rejection. Does that make sense? If you're tired, sick and tired of picking up the phone and hearing no all the time, then you need to write down, I need to sponsor somebody that's willing to get some no's too. That way there's more of you getting no's, because you're always going to get those. But now what you can do is you can say, how can I hire a superstar? How can I find somebody that rejection isn't going to be such a bad thing? See, that's a key here. You need to find people who are willing to be just like you. You may be hearing no, hearing no, hearing no, hearing no, hearing no. Over and over and over. And you're still at it. You're still rocking. You're still going. If that's the case, that's the type of person you want to attract. That goes to heart. See, if you sit down and you start analyzing, why am I here? Why am I sitting here? Why am I part of this? Why am I still doing this? And you start saying, because I love my family, because I want financial independence, because I love the product, the service, whatever the case is. You know what? You want somebody just like you. That's in the heart. The Replacements with Gene Hackman and Keanu Reeves, I suggest you get that movie. It talks about heart. See, that's where it comes down to. Now, you're not going to find that in a lot of tests out there. You know, you might, and Chet actually is going to touch on this, you might find it in a personality profile test. That's a possibility. Because in the profile profile personality profiling, you start to really see where the heart of a person is. You start to see what they're made of. You start to see the true meat and potatoes. See, when you start doing personality profiling, it's going to take you a little bit longer. But you know what? Here's the crazy thing about this. We teach personality profiling when we're talking to people. We just don't realize it. We call it the form method: family, occupation, recreation, motivation, or money. See, these guys call it some weird stuff, but we call it form. You know why? We want to know what really makes that person tick. What is it about that person that we get excited about? Here's your basic personality types. And you need to know this, because personality does play into this. And here's what I mean. You take a Brighart over at Monavie, built his business in Amway and then switched over to Monavie. Brig is a surfer at heart. That boy was selling surfboards, doing his gig back before surfing was cool. It was back when the Beach Boys were still the number one band in the world. They were rocking it. They were rolling it. They were jumping. They were kicking butt. They were doing all their stuff. You know, they were jamming it out. And when I look at that, I realize that Briggs got a certain personality. He's got a never give up attitude. He's going to hit the waves. He's going to come back. He's going to get scraped up. His board's going to get busted. He's going to keep going. And yet there's people underneath him in his downline that do not have that type of personality. Single moms that have been smacked, beaten, rejected. Single dads who have lost their wives to cancer and are trying to raise those kids and they feel like they've lost a part of themselves. Logical people that are CPAs that just want to see the numbers. They're not into the emotional hype. They're not into all that. See, different personality types, and I want to cover this because this is truly important. Number one is the dominant type personality. This is the Jim Gilhouses of the world. He's the kind of guy that can go out there, he gets taught something, he gets into a chopper, and he goes and he takes care of business. He's the kind of guy that comes back, somebody picks up the phone, calls him, and says, "Hey, I know that you probably wouldn't work in this business, you probably would suck at it, but, you know, I just wanted to know if you wanted to be a part of it." And Jim looks at the business and then realizes that leader really does suck and came across wrong and goes and finds a dominant leader to join. Dominant personalities. The dilemma with this is dominant personalities are not the only thing that you just needed, because here's what happens. When somebody doesn't have a dominant personality, they're not the Donald Trumps of the world, the Robert Kiyosakis of the world. If you're interviewing somebody with a dominant personality that tells you how good they are, "I am the greatest," here's what happens. If you're more of a mellow personality, more of what we would call a steadiness personality, you would not hire that person. You'd say, "Oh my gosh, that blowhard, egotistical, narcissistic individual, I don't want anything to do with them." dominance, but a dominating personality, a little bit of good ego, a little bit of confidence, a little bit of never give up attitude. You need that. That's a sign of somebody that's got heart, somebody that's been through the ringer. We're going to have a special guest on. I said this at the top of the hour, Derek Brose. When Derek was young, him and Cuba Gooding grew up together. They were both living on the streets. They lived in the back of their parents' car, driving U-Haul trailers around in southern Florida. These guys learned what it meant to survive on the streets. They literally have personalities that are never give up, very dominating, very confident personalities that some kind could even borderline on being egotistical. So you need to dig in. If you're going to hire somebody right, if you're going to attract somebody on your team, listen to me, you need to dig deeper. That's where we go back to what I said earlier with the form method, family. You should not be afraid when you're trying to attract people at a corporate level or in the field. You should not be afraid to say, listen, we do a lot of different personality type of profiling. We do a lot of different testing. We want to get to the heart of who you are. I want to talk to you a little bit about your childhood. I want to know what makes you tick. See, when somebody says, Troy, can you share a little bit about your childhood with me? I know that they actually want to know a little bit more about me, and I have no problem sharing with them what makes Troy Dooley the person that he is today. See, I don't have a problem going out there and scrapping it with somebody. Guns, knives, clubs, it don't matter. I'm a little out of shape. I'd need a little practice first. But I have no problem doing that. But you know what? I can sit down with Jim Gilhouse and cry when we lose a loved one. I'm man enough to do that too. It has to do with your childhood, how you're brought up. Second type of personality that's helping you to be able to understand the heart is called the steadiness. This is about how patient and persistent and thoughtful you are. See, high steadiness people, and this is what Chet writes, are deliberate in their actions and decisions. They work steadily and cohesively with others, but are most happy behind the scenes. Now, steadiness is a major part of my personality makeup. See, I don't need to be number one, because one of my highest values is serving other people. So I have no problem being number two and pushing up number one. And if you guys, all you got to do is study people and you start to see what type of personality they are and where their heart's at. It all goes back to the heart. It goes back to the law of connection. And when you realize where a person's at, you're able to take them to the next level. You're also able to say, you know what, this is not the best fit for you. But you know, based on what you've told me, I do know of a company that you might fit at. Could be inside or outside of network marketing. See, this is good. This is for you to understand. Now, I also want you to know something else. I think this is important. When you look at people, if you've got somebody that's got low dominance, they're not a Donald Trump, let's say. They're just a laid-back person. This is the type of person that's probably going to be very cautious. It's going to be they're the consulting type. They're non-demanding. They can still make a great person on your team, but you've got to understand where their heart's at, because they'll be a slower starter than somebody else. That person that's not real steady, you know, they're more of a ADD type of person probably, but that person that doesn't have the steadiness, they are probably going to freak out when people are multitasking, because they're not going to be able to do that. You need to surround them with some strong people on their team, because they're going to be slower at getting themselves going. Let's look at the person that's got that influencer, that personality that can just go out there and they fall in love with people. You've heard us talk about Harry Wilkes, who's on our show. Harry's this kind of guy. Another fighter pilot like Jimmy, but his personality's different. Instead of being the coach and the trainer and the motivator and go out there and kick butt, he's more of the guy that likes to influence others and get them around and get them where they're working. See, here's the thing about this. Chet writes, influencers has to do with how you interact in social situations and how well and how much you communicate. High-influence people love people. I think by now you realize that probably my dominant personality trait has to do with influence. I love to help people, to influence the successes in their life. Obviously, to be on radio or to speak, you got to have a little bit of a dominant personality too. But influencing is my major trait. I love that. See, when you're an influencer, you're naturally empathetic to other people. I can put myself in their position, understand their points of view. I don't have to agree with the point of view, but I can understand where they're coming from. This is why it's easy for me to negotiate between CEOs and distributors. Between distributor and distributor, between CEO and CEO, is because I can put myself in both places as an observer and I can see. It's one of the traits in how we report things. It's how I've been able to go and, after lambasting Global Verge for 12 months, have still been able to build trust with its president to where we just finished up a 2-hour interview that will be aired next week on MLM Help Desk. It's because I can empathize with the positions. The fourth type of personality is complacency. They're the kind of person that just wants to let life be. Just let me get in there. Let me just do what I need to do every day, and let me go home and go fishing, or let me just go home and watch football. Let me just go home and relax. If you're coming across people and complacency is their top priority, do not hire them in network marketing. That will not work. Not at all. Here's what Chet says is a recipe. The recipe for a superstar is not just high level in one trait. It is a combination of different intensities of each trait. To understand how these traits work together, let's think about sales. Listen to this. Top producers exhibit high influence. They're empathetic. They have a psychological need to bond with others, to find something likable about each person. This is a wonderful trait to find in a salesperson. They just keep going at the client every way, trying to find a way. I am not. I want you all to understand this. Jim understands this. I am not a salesperson. I've been in sales since I was 12 years old. But I'm not a salesperson. Because when you tell me no, when you say I'm not interested, now I'll go at you 3 or 4 times, but after a while I'm done. I want to influence your life. I have something that you need. I'm going to go. See, I figured out that my place in sales is not out there trying to build an organization. My place in sales is trying to help leaders understand how to get more productivity out of their team members and how to let team members go that are not producing at all because they shouldn't be in sales. See, this is where you guys have got to work on yourselves. You have got to figure out, what is your personality type? Why are you in this business? Where is your heart coming from? Is your heart really in what it is you're doing? Is your heart really in the company that you want to be with? On tonight's Aces Radio Live, we're going to be talking a little bit about this. Because there's people in sales today that call themselves network marketers. There's people in sales today that call themselves trainers. There's people in sales today that tell you they're gurus in social media that don't know their head from a hole in the ground. But what they do is they put this crap out there. It's called subterfuge marketing, because they don't like rejection. They don't want to have to go out there and find people and work hard at it. So they go out there and they try to find people that are just like them, that don't like rejection, and they bring them in, and they get to be friendly with them and say, oh, I know how you feel, and they empathize and all this good stuff. And they say, you know what, I've got a company you might be interested in. And that's wrong. That's like bringing a virgin into the church as the priest, and instead of making it a safe place for her, you just want to take her virginity. That's pretty raw. I understand that. Be no different than taking a battered woman who you know that's just been beaten down, and you start befriending her just so that you can get a little something. See, that's how this crap is, and I don't like it. This is why I love Chet Holmes' book, because it's rock solid. It tells you exactly what to do. See, most of the time when we start to interview people, we're so friendly. Oh, how are you doing? Oh, this is great. You know, but if you take the form method and you say, tell me a little bit about your family. Tell me a little bit about your occupation. Matter of fact, while we're at it, listen, I want to know why, you know, based on what you're telling me on your occupation, why Why should I hire you into my network marketing business? Why should I sponsor you? You know, what is it about you? What is it that makes you want this so bad? See, if we'd stop being all gushy-gushy and we'd start being men and women and we start having a little bit of umption here of attracting the right people, we might get something out of this. Here's what Chet does. I like this. He says use a pre-screening method. And I believe, and we did this in Primerica. You can do this in any network marketing company. Here's what I'd say. I'd call them up on the phone and say, okay, you've read our ad and it says, do not even apply unless you think you're the best. So tell me why you think you're the best and why we should set up an interview process with you. Now, here's what the typical person would say. Well, can you tell me a little bit more about the opportunity? Well, I can in the future. This is what I would say. I can in the future, but I can't right now. Right now, I want to know what it is that makes you the type of person that I need to set up an interview for. Most of the time, people are going to say, well, let's see. I've been in sales. I want to be in business for myself. I want to, you know, I like people. I think I have a lot of friends. And I'd probably come back and say, you know what, I'm still not hearing why I need to hire you. What makes you a superstar? And people say, well, I don't know what it is you're looking for. What do you want me to say? And you'd say, well, you know what, if you don't know what to say, I'm going to have to let you go. Do you realize I'd probably go through 10 or 15 people before I'd find one that would interact a little bit different? They might interact like this. I'd come across and I'd say the same thing. Hey, you read our ad. It said, don't even apply unless you think you're the best. So tell me why you think I should interview you. Well, can you tell me a little bit about the job? No. We can talk about that in the future. Tell me about you right now. I want to know why I should interview you and tell you more about the job down the road. Well, let's see. In my last sales position, I was the new guy. I had never sold anything in my life, and within 3 months, I was out selling the people that were there. Within 6 months, I was bringing in bigger contracts than they'd ever seen. Well, that sounds good, but I'm not sure that you're a top producer like I'm looking for. Now, a confident salesperson, somebody like Jim Gilhouse or Tom Chenault would come back and say, well, are you deaf? I just told you I outperformed everybody else. See, they'd get their dander up a little bit because now I'm talking about them and what they produce, but I'm not saying, wow, that sounds great. I'm not building their ego up. And see, we all need a little bit of ego boost. That's the kind of person that you want. Now you're ready to interview them. It's just the first stage, but you know you've got somebody that's going to be able to take rejection, and we all have to take rejection in the type of sales and marketing that we do. But now when you decide, okay, this is a good person, now we're going to have to set up an interview and I'm going to get ready to do a three-way call with my upline. You want them relaxed. You kind of beat them up in that pre-interview. So now you get them in a relaxed. You say, you know what, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell me about your childhood. Tell me about your life today. What is it that you like to do outside of work? See, you're taking notes. You're getting a little bit of info about them. You're going to find out, are they the right person that you're going to want? You probe a little bit deeper. Hey, what's your wife think about you going out into business for yourself? I mean, obviously you're starting out part time, but you know what is she on board with you? Is she going to be working the business with you? What really makes you want to be in business for yourself? So you want to dig it deep. You want to go and find out what's making them tick, where they're going, what they're doing, and then right before you close out the interview, you go on a little attack. And you say, you know what, this all sounds really good, but I'm still not convinced that you're the you're a high enough achiever of what we're looking for. I'm kind of doubting that your particular skills and personalities would hold up in this position, to be truthful. I just don't get the impression that you're a real superstar. Now, probably if they're a superstar, they're going to look at you. And they're gonna think it if they don't say it. They're gonna think, screw you, you're just a jerk. Sad thing is, probably 90% of the people at that point would just crumble. They'd either hang up the phone, they'd walk out of your office, they'd say, okay, thank you, and you just saved yourself $60,000 in whining, nursemaiding, dull, negative, dissolute, because they're not going to be able to handle it. See, if you guys right now on this phone will realize out of 10 people that you contact, probably only one is really going to want it as bad as you. One. And they may not even have the skill set needed. They may have to have some work, but they're going to have the heart. They're going to have the power. They're going to have what it takes to make it happen. That's the kind of person that you're looking for. That's what you want. The sad thing is most of the time we're doing this little pussyfoot, politically correct crap, and we're not running our business as a business. And you have to run this as a business. This is why Chet Holmes' book, The Ultimate Sales Machine, Turbocharge Your Business with Relentless Focus, is a book you need to buy. Now, I'm gonna go off topic just for a second here because this is important. Some of you that listen to this show are internet marketers. You're guys that know how to go out there and do a little bit of blogging, although you may not be making any money out of it, so it's a hobby. You know how to go out there and get you some fans following you on Facebook. You know how to use a little bit of the social media stuff, and you're in network marketing, so you think you're a socially internet-centric network marketer, but you're still afraid of rejection. So you don't really talk to people about your business. You hope that just passively they'll click on a link. Passively they might find something. And then they'd come to you and ask a question. You need to buy this book. See, no matter what it is you do in life, it all has to do with selling yourself. It all has to do with your brand. If your brand is a person, it's seen as a weak brand. You're not the authority in the conversation. You're not an authority in your niche. Then you need to really be honest with yourself and realize there's probably something else you need to do. Or else you need to get some training. You need to get some coaching. You need to get some mentorship. Sometimes your upline is the best person for that, or maybe their upline. Sometimes it's a third-party person like Tom Hopp who is good at what he does and can help you overcome those barriers. You can get his book as a starter, you know, Time Out, phenomenal book. For you ladies that might be going through this, I would recommend that you go over to Dondi Scamacci. That's DondiScamacci.com. Dondi Scamacci, one of the phenomenal coaches and mentors. She's a woman that understands physical pain from being attacked in a hotel. She understands the success of rising to the top in a career. But folks, I'm telling you, if you're just hanging out on these radio shows and you're not applying and putting into action these books, these trainings that we do, if you're not calling Gil House or myself and saying, can you go just one step further, then you're not doing yourself any good, nor are you doing your career or your family any good. It just won't work. I want to remind everybody again, Monday we may have a show and we may not. Let me just put it that way. I'll know later today. If you tune in, then we'll have a show. We'll have something on the internet. If we don't, it's because I'm in court, a final court case, getting my granddaughter, one of the two. But tonight, Aces Radio Live, we are going to dedicate the show to two things. One, how you can make sure you're not caught up in the subterfuge marketing that's going on. And sadly, Europe just approved this type of advertising over there. The other part of our show, we're going to have our good friend Derek Bros on, and he has a very, about 75,000 people listen to his political show on Friday evenings, and we're going to be talking about his political show. He's a patriot. He's a friend with some of the greatest patriots in America, and we're going to be talking about that because Jim and I both love this country, fought, served, and still try to protect what this country's about. Folks, have an awesome weekend. Live life like it's an epic adventure, and we will see you tonight on Aces Radio Live at 5 p.m. Central and back here Monday morning, 9 a.m., Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.